It was a terrific panel that we put together for the Big Sports Breakfast Grand Final lunch at Royal Randwick yesterday. Lucky enough to have Premiership legends like yourself, Loz, Steve Beaver Menzies, Luke Ricketson from the Roosters. There were so many Canberra Raiders supporters in the room. That actually surprised me when we asked for a cheer about Canberra Raiders supporters, and you hear this massive cheer, and then Roosters supporters, considering we're in the heart of the eastern suburbs at Randwick, it was like a bit of just a dull... Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but I think if you're not a Roosters supporter,
you're not
you will cheer for the Raiders on Sunday.
And they were cheering.
And I think a lot of people, they may not have been Raiders supporters at the lunch yesterday, but they're certainly on board the Raiders on Sunday.
Well, they were cheering for this man as well, Bradley Clyde, a Premiership legend with the Canberra Raiders, who joins us now. G'day, Clydie.
TK, Loz, how are we?
Good, mate. How did you pull up?
Yeah, pretty well. Backed a couple of winners and enjoyed the day. Thanks for the entertainment, you guys.
No, it was thank you to come along and offer your insights into the grand final. TK and I've spoken off air, and I'm very excited that the Raiders are back into a grand final. And I can only imagine you're feeling the same way, mate.
Yeah, super excited. A really, really good journey for the Raiders this year. As opposed to other years, they really tightened up their defence in the middle and conceding. I think they were the third best team in the competition, which is a complete turnaround. I think they're allowing about 15 points a game, as opposed to what previously in the last 10 years has been up around sort of 22 to 25 points. And I think one of the key attributes to that is probably the introduction of John Bateman to the team, but I won't give all the credit to him. He's countryman Whitehead, and along with Papali have been outstanding. All the players that Ricky has rolled into the forward pack throughout the year have given great service.
I've asked Loz this, so I'll ask you again, Brad, if I can. From what you learnt of grand final week, grand final day, and then the actual game itself, is there any advice you could give this team at the moment?
I'll probably not forget what got them there. All those little things that they've been taught throughout their careers, and particularly throughout the season that Ricky has introduced to the team, and in particular the game plan. When you get out there, it is a lot of nerves and a lot of emotion. It's being able to manage that properly and to stay focused about what your role is to contribute to the team's efforts. And I know. They've really got to focus on that, because it is quite easy to get carried away on the big stage.
Their opponent on the weekend, the Roosters, most people expected them to be in this position, to be the first team capable of going back-to-back since the great Bronco sides of 92-93. When you look at this Roosters team, where do you see their strengths?
I look at their back line and there's not a weak link. In fact, I look through the whole team and it's a very strong side. They come second for a reason. They won the comp last year for a reason. They've competed well. They've won 9 of their last 10 games, Loz. So it's it'll be a massive effort from the Raiders. But look, I do liken it similar to the 1989 grand final. I don't know whether you have a similar feeling, but the Raiders have got a well-balanced team, and a team of unknowns going into to play against the favourites. So, look, there is some similarities to the 89 grand final, which I'm really looking forward to the contest, because I hope the similarities don't just end there on paper. I hope it actually eventuates.
Well, let's hope that they don't smash the trophy if they eventually get it, like your like your old teammate did when he got back in there. Got a little bit carried away with the old celebrations, Bradley.
Oh, good point, TK. that is part of it, is enjoying yourself afterwards after such a... a lot of commitment through the year.
I'll never live that one down, BC.
Never.
I'll never live that one down.
But bad pass. Hospital pass.
Well, it was a hospital pass. But, you know, the Canberra Raiders, Clyde, they've got a hard-working forward pack and they've got some big outside backs. And I know that Hodson and Papali are starting to, you know, get some, you know, raps, and they thoroughly deserve it. But you said yesterday at the lunch, the guy that you've been very impressed with has been Jackie Whiten.
Yeah, an outstanding season for him. Placed in at the number six jersey, where he's got the responsibility of creating space for his outside backs and offering direction to the team. So, look, I think he's improved out of sight. I think he's offered some direction, but I think his running game has been incredible. He's taken it to another level, and we saw some of it through the State of Origin. I think that experience for him earlier this year was tremendous and built an inner strength and inner confidence for him to take his game to another level. So I did say yesterday that he'd pick up the Clive Churchill medal and the Raiders to win by 10.
That's what we want. We want a nice, confident tip like that. Jack White to win the Clive Churchill medal. You'd know. You've won two. One in a winning side and one in a losing side. And you believe he'll do it in a winning side. So you're tipping the Raiders by 10 and Jack to win the Clive Churchill.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Clydie, mate, and again, mate, congratulations, we should say, because the New South Wales Champions of Sport, they've got a glittering ceremony on Monday, November 18 at the Star in the New South Wales Hall of Champions, and you've been inducted into that New South Wales Hall of Champions. So congratulations, mate.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, the New South Wales Rugby League, I must pay a big thanks to for endorsing me and suggesting for me to be a candidate. And Laurie was a big part of that as well, you know, with suggesting my name and being put forward. Look, really honoured to be alongside so many great rugby league players, but not great athletes, you know, right across the board of sport. So a huge honour. In fact, I'm going to donate one of the Clive Churchill medals to be on exhibit in at the Hall of Champions. So. If anyone hasn't seen one, it's probably worth it, and you're around Sydney Olympic Park, probably go and have a look one day.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, you're a legend, mate. You thoroughly deserve that honour. I said at the luncheon yesterday, not only is Clyde a great mate of mine, but and I was lucky enough to play with guys, some of the legends of the game, and I was lucky enough to play with an immortal like Mal Meninga, but in my eyes, Bradley was the best player that I ever played with or against, and he's a champion bloke, and the recognition that you get from the New South Wales Sports Award is just a little way from people there thanking you for the contribution you've made to the great game of rugby league.
Yep. We echo those.
Oh, thanks so much. Yeah. That's really nice. Thanks, fellas.
No, we echo those thoughts. And Brad, again, thanks for being part of our lunch yesterday at Royal Randwick.
I loved it. It was a really, a lot of good people in the room and had a great time. Thanks.
Good on you, Brad. Thanks so much for that. Premiership legend, isn't he, really? Two-time winner of the Clive Churchill medal. And just repeating that, he's a massive rap on Jack Whiten, and why not? Believes he can win the Clive Churchill medal, and it's the Canberra Raiders by 10.